We on Daf Samach Zayin. Before we learn the Tosfos in on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, I'd like to just end the Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. We have on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis a member of Rovin. Rovin had said that by Umeis you go Basa v'zocha nizgayro haloich acher hapogum shemishneim. But by umeis, if it's nizgayro, then we go after the pogum, even though it's yesh kedushin vein aveira, we go basa the pogum. And the Gemara mentioned before that what it says ve'ezezu is memayit this case of rov. Nizgayru, Leicha Chapogim Shebishneim. Bamai. So the Gemara said, what is the case that we're speaking about? By Umas of Nizgayru, we go after the Pogum Shebishneim. Ileime Bemitri Shenosa Amoinis. If we're speaking about a Mitri, let's say a Mitri Rishain married an Amoinis. So Mitad, the father, to the child to be a Mitzri Sheini, be also loving the cold. Mitad the mother, an Amoinis is Bechlal Mutar, Amoini v'loy Amoinis. And it says, Pogum Shebishneim, it would seem that both of them have a Pagam, and we go sometimes after the Pagam of the father, sometimes after the Pagam of the mother. If it's a Mitzri Shenosa Amoinis, there's no Pagam by the mother. My pogamik amoini b'loy amoini. So the Gemara says, Ella ba amoini shenosa mitzri. We're speaking about an amoini married a mitzri. So the izocha havi, now they're going to have a child. The izocha havi, if they have a zocha, so mitzad the father, the son is amoini, and he's also loyla. Ad Olam, an Amoini is also. Shadye Abasrei. So then we go after the Pagam of the father. He's also Olam. Basrei Didei, after the father. V'inekei v'havye. And if this Amoini, who married a Mitzris, they have a daughter, so the daughter, mitzad the father, is not also. She's an Amoinis. An Amoinis is Mutam. In the cave I have you, shod ye a basra di do, but al kaponim shall be also lovi bekol mitzad, she's a mitzri sheni. So memela, so that's the taich of nisgayru, haloich acha hapogum shebishneim. Let us see what Rashi says over here. Nisgayru, haloich acha hapogum shebishneim mayi. Linyan avdes lekalameima. This is not speaking about avdes like we had before for umes, some design umes. So then the din is like higher kol neshami can be kind of avodim. Then it's gairu elo linyan yuchsin. So al kochu we're speaking about yuchsin, about marrying them, or if they got married. Bloy mesino chilik bein ume lo ume mishin is gairu. There's no difference by umes ella ba amoini umitzri. This there we find a difference. Shezeh also la oilam, and amoini is also la oilam. Bezeh ader shlishi. Upogum mishnei tzodim b'may mashkachas lo the kama hapogum shebishneim. They give it the pgam shebishneim. So where do we have a pogum shebishnei tzod? Ilaim ben mitzri shenosa amoinis v'kama avlad eilich achar ha-mitzri v'osar ader shlishi dil amoinis shori la'alta. If you go both to the mother, so she'd be mother right away. My pogum iko b'tzad ha'im. So there's no pgam at all mitzad ha'im. V'kama nizgayru ata abayukoi loshin rabin. Umad mashmid the bemidi the mashkachas beit gamlas gabi tavayu koma. Ocher acher pegam shabishneya. And if the mother's in Amenis is not come whatsoever, was Gabi Eim Lech of the Gav? Mitzri ba'adoymi os ben lekebis kischo kedama b'yibo. By Mitzri ba'adoymi, there's no chilek zocha nekebis. Izoch ha'avlad. So it's the mother was speaking about that an Amenis married a Mitzri. Izoch ha'avad shlo tshad yibo for Amenis. Ve'isel schorim shaboy lo ilo. Ramrine shad yebos a mitzvah ve'idur shlishi mut. Ach ha'pogom shabishim, we pick on the greater pogom. In the cave, shad yebos a mitzvah, v'lay bos a ramayin v'mishchay l'dido. If we would say she's an amayini, then she'd be an amayinis, which is mutalavi b'kal Hashem. Mishim v'lay amayinis. No, we say, we go, ach ha'pogom shabishim, we say she's a mitzvah. And Elabanoye Moto Shushlishi, the Omar Kro, Lohem Haloich Acha Psulom. We learn now from the word Lohem, and this is very important, we're going to come back to the Andomadalev. We learn now from the Lohem that if we have two Pgumim, by Nizgairi, Haloich Acha Psulom, we go after the greater Psul, and therefore a zacha will be an amayni, a keva will be a mitzvah shein. Now, let us go back to Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. And let us just go over, just remind ourselves, the Gemara had asked Akasha, as follows. The Mishnah says that kol mokim shesh kedushin bein aveiro, the Gemara is, according to Rabbi Yossi, a girl marries a mamzeres, according to the guidelines of our Mishnah, the blood should be a girl, not a mamzeres, not a mamzer, and Rabbi Yossi said, kal gerim loy ikri kol, and so it comes out, it's yesh kedushin ve'ein aveir, v'avol pikein, the child is a mamzer. That was the Gemara's kasha. So how does the Mishnah shtim with Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that kal gerim ikriko. So therefore, that was the child is a mamza because it falls into the second bava of the Mishnah. Kal mokem sheyesh. So therefore, if a girl will marry a mamzeres, the child will be a mam. Masnisen Rabbi Yehuda, Iksho Rabbi Yaakov Mikutsi. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the kasha we had asked on Rabbi Yossi is not shnei. Rabbi Yossi holds that a mamzeres is mutan ager. So according to Rabbi Yossi, so if someone marries a girl, it should fall into the first category of the Mishnah. Kol mokim shesh kedushin ve'ein aveir. So that was the kasha Rabbi Yossi. She said, no, with our Mishnah going to Rabbi Yehuda, kal gerim ikriko, so mamela, it falls into the second category of the Mishnah. Ikshe Rabbi Yaakov mikutzi, no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we also have a problem. Rabbi Yehuda nami ikal amichrech, arei ger mitri shenosa mamzer. What if you have a ger that's posel lovi mikol? He's a ger mitri. So there, I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, the yesh kedushin vein avere kedi omer lekam. Rabbi Yehuda that holds kal gerim ikru kol, that's a ger that's mutalovoi bekol. So he also has a kedushas kol. But a ger mitri that's also lovoi bekol, zicha does not have a din of kahal Yisrael. So therefore mamzeret is permitted to marry a ger mitri. Now if a mamzeret, and what should be the din, according to the guidelines of our Mishnah, a mamzeres would marry a ger mitzri. So our Mishnah says, "Kol mokim sheyesh kedushin ve'ein aveira v'lad eichel achazocha." So the halacha should be that the child should be a mitzri sheni, and the halacha is not like that. The child is a mamzer. So by saying the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, we did not avoid the kashuvi as Rabbi Yossi. Afula, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a ger that is permitted to marry a psulei kol and the vlad is possible. That's why says Kashiksha Rav Yaakov Ekutz Rav Yudi Nami Kolam Mitzrach. Harei ger mitzri shenosa mamzeres v'yesh kedushin v'ein aveira k'damo lekamon v'moidu v'psulei kol v'ainu ger mitzri d'muta v'mamzeres. So my mail that's called yesh kedushin v'ein aveira. V'loch yomar d'avlat heilach achar apogum v'habinam. So Mamela, so saying that our Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda, we are not avoiding the kasha we have. So look, according to Rav Yehuda, there's a case of a ger getting married, and there's a case of a ger getting married, and yesh kedushin vein aveira, you go back to the pogrom. The tiret ri barabro. When the Gemara was asking kashas, Hayev yesh kedushin bein aveira, the Gemara only asked this kasha elim ken yesh echad mehem kosher. If one of them is kosher, kegoin ger kosher, aray lovi bekel, shenos v'mamzeret. If one is kosher, so that falls into the category of yesh kedushin bein aveira. The hochi mashmalei hashte di yesh kedushin vein aveir. The ger mitzvi shenosa mamzeres shneim psulim. Kach elosa lahakshis minei. Now, l'davoini, I can't begin to understand what I used to say. What the havamin of the Gemara was. Somehow, Taisus is saying, the Gemara held that what it says, yesh kedushin vein aveir, that means at least one is mutter lovei bekol. So I can't be speaking about this case because both are apostle of it because. But what the, why this lashon of the Mishnah has to mean that one is mutar lovei bekol, I don't begin to understand. Where is it merum is yesh kedushin bein aveira, that it means that one is mutar lovei bekol. I don't understand how this is called in the Mishnah. Al Kaponim, that's what Taisva says. So Taisva says, V'yubasa hochi poris. Later, the Gemara does ask Akashe from Tupsulei Kol. The Gemara asks Akashe, Mi Mitzri Shaini, Shenosa Mitzri Rishaino. And there the Gemara asks, so we have a machlokes. According to Rabba Baba Chone, we go, Basa de Zocho. So we ask the kasha, so why doesn't it say in the Reisha Eisezu? The Gemara says, because it's in the room is in the Kol Mokeim. According to Rav Dimi, we go Basa the Nekeve, we go Basa the mother. So the male of the blood is a shiny. So then it's Mishmayit from Eisezu, even though it's Yesh Kedush Mein Abeinu. So when the Gemara came down to the kasha of Mitzri Sheini Shenosa Mitzri Sreshoine, so here already the Gemara understood that the Mishnah could be speaking about both Psuleikos. Because the Gemara's kasha is both Psuleikos. So as long as you're nochas to this, so we're back to my old kasha. So I have another case of Mitzri Shenosa Mamzeres. Till now, you're just telling me, the Gemara held the Mishnah was speaking about both of them are Psuleikos. But when the Gemara came down to ask a kasha from the Mitzri Sheini, Shenos the Mitzri Sheini, so then the Gemara was noticed. It is speaking about both up by both Psulei Kol. So now we could have asked, now we can go and ask this kasha also. So we're back to Rabbi Yaakov's kasha. Would it have a Muslim if the Mitzri Shenos the Mamzeres? So the Pogolei Shabbos. Why is it a different kasha? I mean, whatever Teretz will say. He said that this kasha it's the Eisezu or Kol Mokeim, so we'll say the same Teretz. We'll say the Teretz the Eisezu, this Teretz, it's you don't go back to the Zoch. So the Gemara said that the Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda, and the ger shenosa mazeres is yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira, And it's being mentioned in the second bava. Kamokim sheish kedushim yesh avein ablad eilachach ha'apogum. The kamokim is coming to be marbe ge'er shenot ha'manzer. Let's see, this naya perish b'seifen. If the mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so ge'er shenot ha'manzer falls into the seifen, Kol mokim sheish kedushim yesh avein. The Gemara answered, "Tone, kol mokim asuy." Like it says in the Sefer, "Kol mokim sheshlushim yesh aveda is coming to be mal beger shenos amamzer." So Tosfos asked, "Why didn't the Gemara ask with Naya Behedya later when the Gemara says that the mission is going according to Rabbi Yosi?" The Gemara asked a similar question. The Gemara asked when he said that. Yisrael shenosa chalola yigov osa azocha. So the Gemara says, "It's not bad. Why are you marbed from Kolmoke?" So why here didn't the Gemara ask when it's not your bad? And she say befeirish in the sefer that a geir shenosa mamzeres is that yeshkushim yeshemei blavi uchacha pok. The pasul is not your bad. You can pass beson. Why? The given the Sava Ger also the Manzer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that a Ger is also the Manzer. The Ikro Kol. Haviktas Bechlau Manzer is the Sinali Yisrael. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah spoke out. Yesh Kedushin V'yesh Aveira. So one of the cases was Manzer is for Yisrael. That was one of the cases. So the Mishnah says Manzer is for Yisrael. And between you and me, if you hold Kal Geirim Ikriko, so I could derive from this Mamzeres in the Sinel, Mamzeres in Yisrael, who did Mamzeres in the Sinel again? Because Kal Geirim Ikriko. So there's no kasha, there's no major kasha. Why didn't the Tana mention this Kedushin Shiesh by Bavera? Because the Yisrael of this Kedushin is being mentioned. Mamzeres Li Yisrael, we're saying that that's Yesh Kedushin by Yesh Bavera. So does it have to say Mamzeres to Yisrael, Mamzeres to Ger? If Kal Gerim Ikri Ger, so Ikri Kol, Kal Gerim Ikri Kol, so there's no need to specify these two cases, which in Yisrael are one. So therefore the Gemara did not ask a kasha according to Rabbi Yehuda, let us say Befeidish, Mamzeres to Yisrael, Mamzeres to Ger. The Gemara says, but the Mishnah is coming to Meramis us that a Mamzeres Lager is also also. The Ilav Hochi, if I wouldn't see this in the Kalmokim, Lavimotzi Lasuye, now the Rishash is a third name, Lavimotzi Lasuye, Mi Mamzeres and the Sinali Yisrael Levad. That from Mamzeres and the Sinali Yisrael, I don't know Mamzeres Lager. So the Mishnah has to be Marbet, Kolmokim to Tommy Mamzeres Legeir. But it is not necessary to be Mefaretet because the Yisata Issa was already mentioned in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah mentioned Mamzeres to Yisrael. Now, the Gemara has said that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi, and the reason. So how does Rabbi Yosi stim with our Mishnah? Rabbi Yosi says that a ger shenosa mamzeres, which is yesh kedushin named by aveira, the blood is a mamzer. The Mishnah says kol mokim sheyesh by kedushin vein aveira blood ilachacher asocha. So the Gemara answered it says ve'ezazoi. The Mishnah says that this cloud that ilachacher asocha is the specific case. Not more. So the Gemara asked these specific cases. The Gemara asked, I have another case that you go bosa the zocha. Barecholo shenosa bas Yisrael. Bavlat oilech acha hazocha. Pere shu cholo kamoy ovid. So that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asked, how could you say that there's only these three cases you go bosa the zocha? A cholo that married a bas Yisrael, you also go bosa the zocha. Yes, that's the Gemara. Kasha told the Gemara to answer, no. Amish is going to call Rabbi Yisoy ben Rabbi Yehuda, holds a chol, which is not about Yisoy, but not a chol. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara, before this Teret, the Gemara says that how could the Mishnah be memayit? Only these three cases, a chol, which is not about Yisoy, you also are lechach hazor. Bim taim am I pot. So like Toysviz, what's the Gemara's kasha? You have another case that I'm not a lechach hazor, a chol, which is not about Yisoy. Taisu says, Ma de ben posel, Ma mishum does lean in bota hazocha lechude. The reason is not because yoy lechach hazocha, ala mishum de nekeva tgume, shehi imoy shazocha posel, but be yosei vava chalola. But Taisu, according to the Tanakama that holds, that a cholo that marries a bas Yisrael, the child is a cholo, the wife is also a cholo. The wife is also a cholo. So now, if the child is a cholo, so Taisa says there are two factors why the child is a cholo. You have a father that's a cholo, and a mother that's a cholo. Therefore, the child is a cholo. So the Gemara is kashif Eisach Mishon. The Gemara says the Mishnah rechendais only three cases that yeshvay kedushin, komok mishish kedushin, vein ve'aveira, v'latir l'chach ha'zoch. And there's a fourth case, cholo shenosa bas yisro yosago bosa de zocha. Like Taisus, no, the reason it's a cholo is because you go both of them. The father's a cholo, the mother's a cholo. That's where you go. That's where the child is a cholo. The Yeshloima, so Taisus says, Al kochel psulei shel ben. That what the ben is posel, lav mishum psul din a cable, not because the mother's a cholo. V'horaye, do Yisrael shenos a cholo, what is the din of a Yisrael marries a cholo, Yechiyah, shebita k'sheir lekunem. So you see that in the psul chalolas, the mother is bechlamish bekerf to passel the child. Therefore, Yisrael shenosa chalola, the child is kosher. So im keimash doin the davke basar azocha, the mother is not a sibalipso. So if he holds that a cholo shenosa Yisrael, the mother is a cholos only because of the father, not because of the chalolas of the mother. The mother by Yisrael can't shaf chalolas. Lachim parah shaf, but that's in my sedot kashis. We have a case of yesh komokim shesh kedushin bein aveira that you go about the zocha that's cholos and not the chalol. So the Gemara says, Amoni rab destoy the omar benois Yisrael. It's going according to rab destoy. This is the Gemara, this is a good kasha. The Gemara asked the kasha again. The Mishnah sort of said, Cholo shenosa bas Yisrael. And you go basa the zohar. And because of this kasha, the Gemara says, oh, you're right, that's a big problem. So we have to say, it's going according to Rabbi Soyed, then Rabbi Yehuda that holds that a cholo shenosa bas Yisrael, you don't come out to the zocha, the blood is not a cholo. The in time effect, Taisus, why do you have to go to different tanis? Amaylai mishani, tanis kalmokim lasiya. Yes, King Akasha, I have another case. Let's go by Rabbi Soyed. It's going according to Rabbi Soyed, so cholo shenosa bas Yisrael. So the blood is as a Yisrael, so you don't go both to the father. That's what it doesn't say in the Mishnah. So right afterwards, the Gemara is the Kasha, oh, but if you look according to Rabbi Yisrael, Yisrael shenosa chalolo, then you do go both to the Zocha. So there the Gemara says, no, so why doesn't it say in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, it does say, kol moke. So when we come to Rabbi Yisrael, the Teretz of cholo shenosa bas Yisrael, we avoid it, because he holds the blood is not a cholo. But when we come to Rav Destoy, we have another kashi, Yisrael shenosa chalola, that the blood is a Yisrael. So we have, according to Rav Destoy, we also have a kashi. And what did the Gemara have to say eventually in this kashi? It says kol mokim. So by the first kashi, really, we should have said the same terms of kol mokim. Yes, the kashi, according to the Tanakhama, cholo shenosa bas Yisrael, a blood chola. Yes. Why doesn't it say in the Mishnah? It says, "Kol Mokim sheyesh by kedushim ein amir." I'm not telling you how to do. That's the reason. B'mtayim amaylem b'shani tana kol mokim lasiyah kidemrinin al yisro shenosa chalol. Yeshloimah, Tataisi says a beautiful test. The Imkain. If you'll tell me that the Tan is telling us this din of Kol Moke, but Tino Le Mitzchach when he's in high bed, then we'll have the Gemara's Kasha that Gemara is later, and Rav the Stoi, by Yisrael Shenosa Chalolo, who I didn't say Beferish, when the Mishnah was Mephad, why didn't say Beferish? Loi Moti Nami Lishnu, you should say the same Teret, Yerushalem Damasne Lo, Reichen Isnaya, it's impossible to learn, Kedem Rinim Besomo, Abadi Moti Le Mitzni Bamasnis, and Kehane, Shanisis Lekayinu Leidu, Yisrael Lo Chalo, Rehuzer Rekshayinus, we not say Lepsulim. So Taisvah says as follows, so Taisvah says later, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, it should say, Yisroel, Shenosa, Chalolo, Beferish in the Mishnah. So Beferish in the Mishnah must have a problem, because the Mishnah is Mefaret three women and three men. Kehanes, Kehanes, Leviya, the Yisraelis, Shenosa, Lekain, Levi, the Yisroel. And if you can add another woman, you can get in hot water. Kehenes, Leviya, Yisraelis, Vachalolo, Shenosa, Koyim, Seibor. Okay, that doesn't go in. So therefore, the Gemara said, so you can't say Behedya, Chalolo. But now we're asking, let it say Cholol. So Cholol can say Taka Befedish in the Mishnah. Kehenes, Leviya, Yisrael, Shenosa, Koyim, Levi, Yisrael, Vachalolo. In all the cases, you go both of the father. And a Cholol is permitted to marry a Kehenes, permitted to marry a Leviya, so fakir. If you say it says Beferish, it says in the Mishnah, so then why does it say in the Kol Mokim? Let it say Beferish, Koshenosa, Koyin, Levi, Yisrael, Bechol. Now, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Bar Bachone, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Bar Bachone and Rabbi Dimi. If a Mitzri Sheni will marry a Mitzri Rishoyne, what will the child be? Rabbi Bar Bachone says the child will be a Mitzri Shlishi. And you go both of the Zohar. It's Yesh Kedushin, Ve'im Aveda, you go both of the Zohar. That is what Rabbi Bar Bachone holds. Rav Dimi says it will be a Mitzri Shaini, or be a Mitzri Shaini, because you go both the mother, Rashi had said this, of Saposi, Kasha Yibola, you go both who was Noilat from. You look at the mother, not the father. Now, let us see Taisus. The first Taisus brings down Rashi. Vino Shlishi Havi, Perish Bekotet, Umuta Lisa Yisrael. So, we're talking about the father's a Mitzri Shaini, the mother's a Mitzri. According to Rabbi Bar Bachone, the child you go back to the father, the child is a shlishi. Umutalisa Yisrael can receive their shlishi yovilam. The given the yesh kedushin vein avera lebeis avoysim kerina beki Yisrael. It's yesh kedushin vein avera. So therefore, you have a father that's a mitzri sheni. You have a mother that's a mitzri sheni. That's yesh kedushin vein avera. She go both to the father, go both to the father, so this is a son of a Mitzri Sheini, she's a Mitzri Shlishi, she's Mutalavi Bekom. Period, that's what Rashi is. It's Rashi Baita Rakashi. Boho de Koma be Yevomis Lahem Aleich Achem Psulom. Rashi says, but I have a Gemara Yevomis that says, that I learn now from the word Lahem, Aleich Achem Psulom, you go both to the apostle. Now, according to that, Afilu, and let us, we just learned before, Rashi, at the end of the sugi we learned before on Tamar Zayna Medbei, Rashi said, if you have an Amoini that married a Mitzris, what is the din? Says, Lahem Aleicha Hapsulam, that the child is a Zohar, he's an Amoini, the child is a Nekevish, he's a Mitzri Sheini. So Rashi brought down this din, the Lahem Achapsulam, if you have two Umis, you go both of the greater psul. Whatever the greater psul is, that's what you go. So, in Rashi brought the Tana number the base. So now Rashi over here, and we don't say that it's yesh kedushin vein aveira. The money is allowed to marry a mitzvah. Afal pikin, it's yesh kedushin vein aveira, but there's a pasuk lahem haloich acha psulam, you go both of the psul. If an Nekeva will be born, will go bust the mother. Go bust the psula. So Rashi asked, Rashi asked here, Rabbi Babachone said, a mitzri sheni maida, mitzri srishoi, no? And you go bust the Beis HaVaisav, you go bust the father. Where's the Lehem Aleich HaChapsula? Why don't you say Lehem Aleich HaChapsula? That was Rashi's question. Hod kama bivam es lehem aleich achapsulam haynu leinyin Yisrael shenosa mitzri. Yisrael married a mitzri. A mitzri shenosa Yisrael is yesh kedushin v'yesh emeh at gimen deires ablad eilech achra mitzri. V'yodolem ksiv achreim hulchem avla yodolem ksiv achreim hulchem achreim hulchem avla. So, if we'll stop over here, Rashi goes further. But let us just stop over here. Rashi asked Akasha, a mitzri sheni married a mitzri rishayna. Mitzri rishayna. So, Rabbi Baba Chana said, the child is a shmish. Mishmachaisim lay sabayisam. So, Rashi says, it says, lahem halecha chepsumam. Hain the lini in Yisrael, shenos Mitzri, the Mitzri Shnas Yisrael, Yesh Kedua, Yesh Kedushin, Yesh Aveil. So, if we'll stop over here, so what does Rashi say? So it seems Rashi is saying that klal, Lahem, Halech HaChapsulam, is a Yisrael married a Mitzri, Yesh Kedushin, Yesh Aveil. Then the halacha is, you go both of the Psul. But a Mitzri, Sheini, Shelos a mitzvah rishayna. That is no aveira. Then this is in the mishpacha yisum lebeis abayim. If we stop over here, that is what Rashi said. And so let us just ask a kasha. We just mentioned before Rashi and Amud Beis. Rashi and Amud Beis said that a moini marries a mitzri. They have a daughter. The daughter is a mitzri because halem haloich achapsula. There is also there's no aveira. This commission yes, and then it's also in the lechacha psula. So if we'll stop over here, lechayre something's wrong already. Rashi asks the kasha lama lechacha psula. I say, well, that's over there. You saw married a mitzri. Yes, there's commission and aveira. Oh, then you go back to the psula. Here there's no aveira. So lechayre shvei from Rashi and Amud Beis. But let's go a little further. But when Rashi feels always, Avo, be mitri u mitris, be both a mitris, loy migmelon ho lehem midi, so Rashi should appear to us because there is no aveda. The hosem betavayu lehem kirine bay. What should lehem? I go lehem. Who mitri vi mitris? All of a sudden Rashi appears. Turns around a different way. Rashi says, you know why by mitzri and a mitzri, it says, lehem, you go after them. So what does after them mean? He's a mitzri, 100%. But what kind of a mitzri? Mitzri shlishi, mitzri sheini. Oh, then you go back to the father. Mishpachos mavayis avoysam. So when Rashi, it's loyresha sefer by Rashi. Rashi, yes, the kasha for lehem, he says, oh, lehem is talking about over there because Yesh Kedushin, Yesh Aveirah. And then Rashi says, but by us, Rashi doesn't feel like there's no Aveirah. Rashi says, fuck it, Lehem, she's a mitzri. What kind of mitzri? And then you go back to Mishpreis and Lehem's Aveirah. Now, V'digdei Korah, we'll come back to this Rashi. Now, the Ram said, Rashi is very misleading. The late time with Dafki Yisro Shanosa Mitzri. That what Rashi says, Lahem is going on Yisro Shanosa Mitzri, Shaykh Lehem Alech Hachem Psulim, yeah. Lefi Shain Shneim Psulim. Don't learn Pshat from Rashi. He doesn't mention about Aveda. That Alech Hachem Psulim means if one is possible and one is not possible, then you go Bosa the Possible. And that's Pshat in Yisroel and Mitzri. Avo b'shneim psulim, shach lima lech hachem psulim, d'shneim psulim. And that's what Rashi says, Both are mitzvim, alech at the both possible. Like this is the Gemara weiter, which we have to show the money in mitzvim, shnei and psulim. Welch macha apogo. So you see the lehem, alech ach apsulim, sung by shnei and psulim also. So the vote is not the way it seems from Rashi, Davke by Yisroel and the mitzvim. And Tais is understood because only one is possible. Then there's a din of Haloich Acha Psulam. But by Shnei and Psulam, it doesn't pass say Haloich Acha Psulam because both are possible. So Tais says, no, Ella Hadova Toli Bozeh. The criteria is Kshem Mishnei Amonim. If there are two different nations, Shaykh Loi Makach, the Krob Mishnei Amonim, the Pasuk is talking about two different nations. Go after the psula nicha. But both are from the same nation, so the criteria is two nations and one nation. That's what Taisva says. Rashi never said this. Rashi seems to say something else. Rashi, first of all, seems to say that Rashi in the end seems to say they're the same nation. Both of them are mitzvahs. Rashi then seems to say somehow like this. But Rashi in the beginning says that Pesachon and the Rebbe, that Yisrael and Mitzri, Kedushi Avera. Achmed Amakna wants to say in Rashi, that Rashi learned there are two halachas. What will be if a Mitzri Shlishi will marry a Mitzri Rishayna? And you hold Kalgerim Ikri Kol. So the Emerson, both of them are Mitzrim. He's a Ger Mitzri, but he's Mutter. So there will be a din of Haloich Acha Psulam, because it's Yesh Kiddush and Yesh Aveir. That means you have two Mitzrim. That's Rashi said Yisrael and Yisrael and Amitri is really there, it could be Tumas also. But Rashi, Haftan Yisrael and Mitri is to tell me who are in Amitri Shlishi and Amitri Rishai, that you go Halechach Absulam and the child will be Amitri Shaini, according to Rabbi Baba Chomet, because there's Yesh Kiddush and Yesh Abay. But Rashi is also, and Rashi is also made that. So there's two Gedolim Ulehem. If it's Yesh Kedushin, Yesh Aveda, you go back to the two. And if it's Yesh Kedushin, the Ein Aveda, but it's two Umis, you also go back to the Pesach of Umis. So Rashi holds like a little bit like Pesach, and a little bit like Rashi wants to be Maisha. The Gemara answered, Kamokim Tereche, Rasiyi Yisrael, Shemotah Hamad. The mother says, you don't go back to the Zohar, the Ravin the Rabbin. So we have that the Ravin means an Amoini that married a Mitzvah. And Rabbin is the same case of Rabbi Baba Chomet. But he's really like Rabbi Baba Chomet. He holds you go back to the mother. So this is what comes to tell us the Gemara is misleading. That what the Gemara says, the Reish is going to Rabbi Baba Chana, the Sefer is going to Tzadimi, this can't be, because either you hold a Rabbi Baba Chana, you hold a Tzadimi. Perish Oy Oiktot. Plus, he also called Mokim the Reish, who was three mil to the Rabbi Baba Chana. And we hold the Vlad is a Shlishi, and also a Zuzul, which is a Roman. I'm a later Rabbi. You should know the Rabbi less. If you hold a Rabbi Baba Chana, we don't hold a Rabbi. He was the most of the Rabbi Baba Chana Yisa Shrei Divrei Zeh, Shreis with Divrei Zeh. The Rabbi Baba Chana come out, Mitri Sheini Shenosa Mitri Rishayna Vino Shlishi. Ule Divrei Rabbini Ein Ele Sheini. ואילו יוסיה כל מוקים ברייסי סימוס את רבא בבא חונה, משום דלסו חסיקה בועצים כאלו, כלומר מדייסי סוזרי שעושה מוצי אהיד הרבי. So let us see the Gemara starting from Samazayin and Medbeis in the middle of the Yomid. We hear in the Mishnah, Kol She'ein Loi Olav Kedushin. Kol Mi She'ein Lo Olav Kedushin. Avo Yesh Alechez Kedushin Havlama. Reise Zebol Achaz Mikol Orai Yishol Betayim. So the Mishnah is saying, Elder is She'ein La Olav Kedushin. Kedushin is not Eifes in her. Abel Yesh La Alachem Kedushin. Someone else could marry her, but she and the boy Kedushin is in Eifes. That's Kol Araya Shebet Eifes. The blood is Matzah. So the Gemara says Mino Hani Mili. How do we know this? Let me rush. The Ein Kedushin Teufsen Bechai Bechis. How do you know that Kedushin is not Teufsen Bechai Bechis? That is what the Sugya is going to be involved for. The Mishnah said that Ein La Olav Kedushin includes all Chai Bechis, all Arayis. So how do you know that Kedushin is not Teufsen Bechai Bechis? I will have lad manta, maskelo, vila yikach ish es eshes ovid, la yigale knaf ovid, vissamach lay la yove manta, vila yikach ish es eshes ovid, with an ita that, not of the, this is a ita of Mishu says, and there it says, so there to the Kerishes of it, and then later we have Layovi Mamsa. Or Mekminullah be Yabomis, Le Galak Nahovi, the Shemeres Yovim Shal Ovi. Shehi Loi Ashes Achi Ovi Shehi Bekomi. Or Mehoche Yalfinullah be Yabomis, the Perkahilis, the whole Shehi Loi Olof Kedushin Ablai Mamsa. Now, this Rashi is very unclear. Rashi seems to be Lufi Emes, we'll see, I mean Lufi Emes, Leigale Knaf Oviv is going, Leikarishas Eishas Oviv is going on Eishas Oviv, which is Chayvim Yisus Ben. Leigale Knaf Oviv is going on Shemeres Yovom Shem Oviv, which is Eishas Achi Oviv, that's his father's brother's wife, the father's wife, she's going to even to the father. That's the Yigalik Nachovit, which is a Chayvei Krisus. And we learn out, and then it says Layovi Mamta, the Samach Lay Layovi Mamta. Mukminu Labi Yavomis Bishinelis Yavom Shel Oviv Shehi Loi Eishes Achi Oviv Shehi Bikon. So Lefi Emes, I know that Mamzeres is Afilu by a Chayvei Krisus. Shemeres Yavam Shalom Shilei Shukari Abishi Bekorin. Umahochi Yalfina Lavi Yavamit Bepei Kachayvei. Bechol She'ein Lo Olof Kedushin Abla Mamza. That's what we learn. That the Mamza is Kol She'ein Lo Olof Kedushin. So what's the problem? So we know everything of that. We know that Eishes Achi Oviv Chayvei Krisus, and that it's a mamza. From here we learn how Kol She'ein Lo Olof Kedushin Havlad Mamza. So Dachsamer the Pnei Yeshua says that the emison, the makor of mamzeres, we learn out from Vayikach Ishes Eishes Ovid. Says this pasuk is miyuta. We learn out, it says, Leikach Ish Es Eishes Oviv, in Leyove Mamza, that Dumye, the Eishes Oviv, is Mamza. Now we have to know what characteristics is there in Eishes Ovid that makes them say this, that it will be by other Arayis also. If the characteristic is because it's the Labas Vises Kedushin, it's not because it's Shaboy, so that's what in the Galak Napo would also be Mamzeda. But we have to know what is the characteristic of Laika Ishes Ashes Ovid that it's not Taifas Kedushin, and therefore that's the Sibbe that there's Mamzeda. How do you know it's not Taifas Kedushin? How do you know that that's Laika? Ashes Ovid makes Mamzeres. I don't know that that's the Sibbe, and the Sibbe applies to all Arai. So let us see. Now let us go to the Gemara again. Look at the Gemara. Kol Shein Lol of Kedushin. Menoani Mili that all Arai is Kedushin is in place. The Omar Rab Chia Baraba Omar Rabbi Eichene. O Moto Bo Mishum the Rabbi Anai. And then the Stam from Rabbi Anai. Vache berei, de rove oma, motto bo, mishim rabi eche. Lili. Oma tro. Posik says, de yoto mi beitoi, vahocho, vahoiso, le ish achem. So it says, vahoiso is a loshen habayi. Vahoiso means she can become a wife, she can get married. To who? Le ish achem. To a ish achem, she can get married. La acherim v'loy lekayim. She can only get married to others. She can only get married to others and not to her relatives. V'hoisa, that means havaya. Havaya is only shayach by acherim and not by kayim. So we have to law here that by kayim Kedushin isn't taifus. We just for poshim are shayach. Let's see what Rashi says. Le'ish acher. And the B's Rashi. Mota bo yesh mota v'zol mishim shem habiyani nema. Avacha b'rei d'rova o ma'ala mishim b'rabiyani mota v'shim habiyani nema. Le'ish acher. Shehu acher etzmo. That she can only get married to someone who is a stranger to her. V'loi shehu koiva. But not that he's related to her. V'hoisa Lashon Kedushin, of Vahisa means that Kedushin is Taifish. Sha'oisa loy behen leisha, that she becomes a wife. She becomes a wife to Achayim. She can't become a wife to Kedushin. And here we see that Kedushin is not Taifish, but Kedushin, and that seems to include all our rights. Correct the Gemara. Maskif lo rababet, ve'ema la'acha v'loy leben. Leben, ben baylo, avosha kreveis loy. Now, how does, what is pshat in this kasha? How does a ben come in? La'acha v'loy leben. So, the Taisus Rit says, and that's what Rashi also learned, like this kasha doesn't say anything. V'hoisa le'ish acher. So the Gemara that have in the Lam Pshat, acher means he's an acher to her. Acher shehu acher etzlo. He's a stranger to her. So what does it mean, a stranger to her? That means he's not a kohen to her. Like the Gemara, maybe Pshat Pasuk is different. Maybe Pshat Pasuk is v'hoisa v'yotza v'beisa v'hoisa le'ish. Leaves the husband, v'hoisa le'ish, who's an acher to the husband. He's an acher to the husband. Now, if we're talking about the husband, so then we have a klal, a ben is not called acher. A ben to a father is not called an acher. And we all have a lochit where it says acher, a ben is mamokim of it, a ben is not called acher. So v'hoisa le'ish, get married to an ish who is an acher to the husband. That means she should not marry her husband's son. So in other words, the pasuk is telling us, now again, our whole material of mamzeres is loisikach ish, loikach ish es eishes ovid. As a Rishis Ovid, that's the pasuk that makes him say this. We have to be, we need to do that. Maybe the pasuk holds is telling us that only a ben kedushin is toifer. V'hoi a ben, and that's Rishis Ovid. V'hoi sa she can get married le'ish to a man who's an acher to her husband. La'fuki noishel mailo, the son of a husband, she can't get married to. So that's what the pasuk is telling us. The pasuk is telling us that kedushin is not toifer the ashes of it, and that's the pasuk that sang alikach ashes of it. Le'yovei mamza, only by ashes of it kedushin is toifer, and there is mamzeres. But how do you know all arayas kedushin is toifer? He said before you wanted to say v'hoyso le'ish acher going upper an ish who's an acher etzlo. So acher etzlo. So that means all her relatives she can't get married to. The Masa, who told you that? Maybe it means v'hoyso le'ish an acher etzlo baylo. That he's an acher by her husband, and that includes everyone besides. The son is not considered an acher by his father. So that is tradition. That's the lashon of the Tosfos Rid. It says the high acher aishkoi. An acher of the ish. But that means ish means the husband. That's what they need to say. That's what they need. Acher b'loy leben. The ish is an acher to the husband. Not to the isha. He's an acher to the husband. So memele, so that's the ben of the husband. So maybe that's it. Maybe kedushin is only not toifes by Ashes of it. Fragt die Gemorre. Denn, da hätte ich sie da. Wir haben einen offenen Posseg. Der Kedushin ist nach Teufels bei Ashes of it. Lo yikach ish es Ashes of it. Die Gemorre lernt, lo yikach ish means it is no likuchen. Kedushin ist nach Teufels. You can't make kiche with Ashes of it. So memele, that what kedushin is not toifis beishes of it. I have a different pasuk. So now, so this pasuk isn't coming to tell me that behoisa she can only get married la'acha and not to ben baila. Is that enough for leikachishes beishes of it? Is acha lomali. So why do you need the word acha to tell me that she can't get married to an acha? No, they're not the way you said pshat, that acha means an acha shall isha, an acha of her husband, an acha to her husband, which means everyone excluding the men. No, lacherim v'loy l'toivim. That I know already, kedushin is in toifis, but with ben baila. Likach ish as ishas of it. So it's coming to tell us, lacherim v'loy l'toivim. Frek the Gemara. No, I'll stick with my kashin. Vein me idi v'idi leben. Layikach ishes ashes of it. Speaking about ben baila. And v'oisali shacha v'loi leben ben baila. Ay, why do you need two psukim? Alechat chile v'ho di eben. So let us see Rashi. Rashi as follows. Lo yikach lo yehelecha bo likuchim she'en kedushin teifin. I don't need a pasuk to tell me lo hoysali sh'acha v'loy leben, because I know that the kedushin isn't teifin in a ben. So the Gemara is no v'dilme ho lechatchila v'yem lo yikach lab shalayi alay behen kedushin diyem. It doesn't mean that you can't make kicha, אלא הזורה שלא יקעת שם. את הלב, לא יקעת איש את איש את עובד. את הלב, you should not marry איש את עובד. ומי הוא אי קודש, but if he married her, maybe קדושן, maybe קדושן איתך. ועושה היקרו אחינה, now this פוסק, בואי של אישך, אבל לא ילבד, לא ימר. ואין בו הבאי כלל. You can't get married to him. Lo ilom leben koma. Look what we were speaking about the ben. The kivin, the oma, v'loi pirish kivin. It doesn't say kivin. Ein lecha lahavi b'yisr zeh, ala osa shem b'kulam, shekarev minakil. So that means, so, could be Vahoysa Le'ish Acher is coming to tell us the son of her husband Shekarev Minakel by him there's an Issa by him that's an Elve that Kedushin isn't Taifis but by Shaq Oivim could be Kedushin is Taifis